Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Last Friday, I retired from politics. My five-day career had consisted, for the most part, of conversations held with members of the Center Stage Board of Directors in an effort to ease resistance to the executive director's chosen path to retirement. Unfortunately, by the end of the week, that path had been abandoned for a series of rabbit holes where I became quickly disoriented and might have done more harm than good. To explain.
For the times, they are a-changing.
B.J. Kuntz, the executive director of Center Stage and one of my closest friends, decided some time ago that she would retire in August at the end of the current season. She'd begun to test the waters of succession, discussing aspects of her vision with various individuals, and hoped by the end of the season to have an eminently qualified successor in place with whom she and I would work together as a contract marketing team. We'd evolved and begun to implement a marketing plan for the upcoming season in which she'd serve as spokesmodel, consistent in approach with the two prior seasons in which a character from one of the season's shows is paired with a short slogan. The real beauty of this campaign, however, was the way in which it conveyed to the Greenville arts community that B.J. Kuntz was still a part of Center Stage. Post-transition, it would serve the public relations purpose of reassuring anybody who cares that the new guard had the old guard's blessing, and that the old guard was pleased to headline one of the shows in the new guard's season. Then the board got involved. After BJ informed the board president of her intentions, the board put BJ under what I consider to be house arrest. Her networking activities were interpreted as an attempt to choose her own successor, a procedural impossibility, by the way, rather than as the laying of necessary diplomatic groundwork for a search committee. Her face on the next season's marketing material was cited as a cause for concern. She was told by the board that all grant proposals and marketing materials were to be submitted to the board prior to publication. And when the vice president of the board directed her to suspend all pending promotional projects, that directive jettisoned weeks of creative and administrative work already invested in a video project scheduled to tape last Friday. The value of the studio time to be donated in producing that 10-minute promo for the 2009-2010 season was between $10,000 and $15,000. In effect, the board had become an untrained and overzealous oversight committee in absentia, and BJ's working conditions had become untenable. For those unfamiliar with her, BJ is a beloved and long-standing fixture of the Greenville arts and business communities, a founder and past president of the Warehouse Theater Board of Directors, a member of the Board of Directors of the Metropolitan Arts Council, chair of the Cultural Coalition, a member of the Board of Regents of the Leadership Greenville Alumni Association, and on and on. During her four-year tenure as executive director of Center Stage, she has doubled the theater's membership, tripled its staff, and quadrupled its operating budget. Her credentials and job performance speak for themselves. The board's recent actions try to speak for themselves, too, but so far have managed only to bray and belch and break wind. At this point in the narrative, it's easy to become disoriented. Events speed up, slow down, overlap, merge, divide, and distort. I engaged on behalf of someone I respect and admire, and often have wished were as adept at confrontation as she is at cajoling. I took it upon myself to do for her the dirty work I knew she'd never do for herself. To speak truth to authority, as I put it, to speak plainly. but like those poor rubes who took Henry II at his word when he wondered aloud if no one would rid him of this bothersome priest, I misjudged BJ's conviction. Mea culpa. Mea maxima culpa. Today, after a weekend spent in retreat at Peter Saputo's mountain cabin, I'm reflecting with lower blood pressure on the week that was. In addition to having to replace my laptop, mouse, cell phone, camera, and related accoutrement, for reasons unrelated to center stage, I lobbied unsuccessfully for a bill that had not been written. And I concluded the better part of 2 weeks preparing for a project that, more likely than not, will never see the light of day. So have I learned anything? Not that I'm aware of. Do I have regrets? Not that I'm aware of. Did I give anybody the impression that I'm a hot-headed nut? Probably. Am I tired? And do I look forward to less interesting times ahead? Dear God, yes.
The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.